This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine struck a railway depot and knocked out power in the Russian-occupied city of Melitopol deep behind front lines on Wednesday, amid growing talk from Kyiv of a counterassault against Russian forces worn out by a failed winter offensive. Zachary Gelman of Reuters reports.
A GoPro camera mounted on a Ukrainian tank shows the vehicle crawling forward. Its massive cannon then lobs shells downrange. Video released by the Ukrainian military claims to show fighting near the shattered city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of the country, where Kyiv's soldiers have fought Russian invaders for months in a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder, but neither has so far managed to win. Russia has claimed in recent days to have made progress in street-by-street fighting. British intelligence on Wednesday said Ukrainian forces had successfully pushed the Russians back from one of the city's main supply routes. The head of a private Russian mercenary group heavily involved in the Bakhmut operation on Wednesday acknowledged that the fighting had badly damaged his forces.
That's Reuters' Zachary Gulman reporting. Russia on Thursday charged an American correspondent for the Wall Street Journal with spying in a case certain to escalate Moscow's diplomatic feud with Washington over the war in Ukraine and likely to further isolate Russia. The newspaper denied the allegations and demanded the immediate release of trusted and dedicated reporter, to use their term, Evan Gershkovich. There was no immediate response from Washington. Gershkovich is a 31-year-old who's worked in Russia as a journalist for 6 years. He's the highest profile American arrested there since basketball star Brittany Griner, who was freed in December after 10 months in jail on drug charges. A Moscow court has ordered him held in pretrial detention until May 29th. The state news